This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian military officials say their troops have retaken another southeastern village from Russian forces. Ukraine's deputy defense minister wrote on Telegram that the country's flag was again flying over the village of Storozov. The 35th Separate Marine Infantry Brigade released video on Monday showing soldiers unveiling a Ukrainian flag in a village they claim to be Storozov. The Russian defense ministry hasn't confirmed the Russian retreat from the villages, but some military bloggers have acknowledged the loss of Russian control over them. U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome outgoing NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to the White House Monday as the competition to find his successor to lead the military alliance heats up. His term expires at the end of September. The jockeying to replace him is intensifying as leaders of the 31-member alliance are set to meet for their annual summit next month in Lithuania. Italian media reports the scandal-scarred ex-Italian leader Silvio Berlusconi has died at the age of 86. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Berlusconi was hospitalized on Friday for the second time in months for treatment of chronic leukemia. He's also suffered over the years from heart ailments, prostate cancer, and was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. To his admirers, Berlusconi, a three-time premier, was a capable and charismatic statesman who elevated Italy on the world stage. But to his critics, he was a populist who threatened to undermine democracy by wielding political power as a tool to enrich himself and his businesses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the latest on all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Philadelphia motorists endured long, frustrating commutes along clogged roadways on Monday morning, a day after a tanker truck fire caused an overpass on a major highway to collapse, forcing the closure of one of the U.S. East Coast's busiest routes. A section of Interstate 95 was closed in both directions in the U.S. city of Philadelphia in the state of Pennsylvania. After the truck carrying a gasoline caught fire on Sunday for reasons that were not yet clear, no deaths or injuries were reported. The driver of a bus has been charged after a vehicle carrying wedding guests rolled over on a foggy night in Australia's wine country, killing 10 people and injuring 25 in the nation's most deadly road accident in almost 30 years. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Police say the driver will appear in court Tuesday on multiple charges of dangerous and negligent driving. Sunday's crash occurred at a roundabout in New South Wales State. It is Australia's most deadly road accident since 1994, when a bus skidded on its side across a highway and down a steep embankment, killing 12 people and injuring 38. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said Monday he'd lead a delegation to China. The two countries have an established trading relationship. The New Zealand-China Free Trade Agreement came into force in 2008. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
New Zealand's exports to China are worth more than $12.8 billion, or a quarter of the country's total export earnings, according to government data. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said the bilateral relationship with China was one of his country's most significant, wide-ranging and complex. Hipkins will travel to three Chinese cities on an official visit later this month. He told reporters in Wellington Monday that it would be a significant visit.
It'll be the first prime ministerial level visit to China since the COVID-19 global pandemic began, and New Zealand's first Prime Minister-led trade delegation there since 2016.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. military has struggled to overcome recruiting shortfalls, and as a way to try to address the problem, it's stepping up efforts to sign up immigrants. The armed services are offering a fast track to American citizenship for those who enlist. The Army and the Air Force have bolstered their marketing to entice legal residents to sign up. One important part of the effort is the use of recruiters with similar backgrounds to those potential recruits. When one woman took the oath last week to join the U.S. Army Reserves, it was in part to a recruiter in Dallas who was Nepalese like her.